his house. We had a good Sunday school lesson this morning. Hopefully you had the same experience. I'm going to ask, I need four ushers. Go ahead and make their way to the front, please. And we'll take up our tithes and offerings. We're going to worship the Lord in many different ways today, and that's one way we'll do that. I want to welcome any and all visitors. There you go. Also, this is in your bulletin, but just want to kind of highlight. This is we've got the Holy Week services this week. Hopefully, you've made plans and preparation to be here on Friday for our Tenebrae service. Starts at 7 o'clock. Make sure you're here for that. It will definitely help your Easter experience. Then Sunday morning sunrise service at 6:30. And then Easter Sunday morning service here as usual, Sunday school and church. So, all right. Ushers, let's prepare to take the offering. Kip, would you pray, please?
Thank you. it's not I.
Oh,
before we start, I just want to say I love the Lord today. And you know what Pam said, know God's love. I was saved when I was 14. I went to church all the time. I thought I knew God's love. I backslid. I went back to church later in life. I got saved again. I raised my kids in church. And I thought I knew God's love. And I backslid again. And when I got reunited with the Lord, my close friends know, my fear was backsliding again. But what I didn't know those first two times was God's love. The first two times I went to church when I was supposed to, taught as a substitute Sunday school teacher to our adult class. I taught vacation Bible school. I thought I did everything I was supposed to do to know God's love, but I didn't know God's love until now. And I tell my friends, that's the difference, and that's what's going to hold me strong. Amen. And I'm not planning on backsliding. It don't even enter my mind. And I am thankful for God's love.
Bless you.
Bless you.
Amen.
bigger, Randy.
I can't keep the tears from falling from my eyes.
Sing it, Randy.
When to a loved one I have to say goodbye. Though my heart is breaking with joy, I too can say that I have this promise, we'll meet again someday.
Oh, what a promise, now it fills my soul. We'll be united, restored forevermore.
It's the song of the church, the children of the King. It's so brave, where's your victory? And death, where is your sting? Through the blood of Jesus, all my sins are washed away.
Again, I got this crud again, and yesterday was the first day I went outside, and I stayed outside for a little bit, and I soaked up some sun, and I got up this morning, and I said, Lord, let's just have a good service today.
I believe
he's granted my prayer, and I'm enjoying this. I'm going to sing them a little bit more, if that's all right with you all. I'm like, and I might even sing one, too. I'm starting to feel pretty good. But you just pray. You pray and be obedient. If we all do our part, we sang in a revival the other night. The preacher said everyone in the service has a purpose. If you all do your purpose and serve your purpose, we can have a good service. So whatever God lays on your heart, it might be wave a hand. It might be shed a tear. It might be shout hallelujah. It might be sing a song. But if he tells you to do something, it's in order and it needs to be done. Amen. So let's have church this morning. 83.
Amen.
Yeah.
song number one. All right.
Just before you sing, I want to say just how glad I am to be here this morning. But I look back over this crowd and I see a little old girl sitting over there in a blue dress, and she's got blonde hair. And the first time I ever met her was on a field out there in Flint, okay, and she came flying down over the hill wanting somebody to teach her, who was left-handed, how to twirl a baton. Now, you talk about a chore. That was a chore, Belinda. It was. But she's been a blessing in my life ever since the first time I ever saw her. She was probably 5 or 6 years old, and we're friends on Facebook. Every day she posts something about her life. And what, like it used to be and what it is now.
Amen.
And I read it, and I read her daily devotion that she'll take a picture of it and she'll put it on there for everybody to read. And it's just such an uplifting message for me to see and to hear from her. And I just want to let you know God's proud of you. He's sure. Proud of where you came from and where you are now. So don't you ever look back. You just look forward. But I just want to let you know what a blessing it is for me to see you here in church. I know you've been through a lot in your short little life, but God is there. He will hold on to your hand, and he will keep guiding you if you will just allow him to. And I just have to let you know what a blessing you are to me. Maybe not to anybody else on Facebook, but to me you are. And I look forward to that every day. And I just want to let you know I love you. I loved you then when I couldn't teach you how to twirl a baton, and I love you now. But you just stay faithful to the Lord, and he will see you through, honey. I know he will. I have evidence of that. I am the most unworthy person in this whole wide world to ever have Jesus' grace extended to me. And he gave it to me. Nothing but a sinner. That's what I was. We all like to think we're good. We all like to think that we were raised up in church and that we're good. And maybe you are, outwardly. But inwardly, you're not. And that's kind of where I was. I wasn't a bad kid growing up. I was raised in church. But I had never given my heart to the Lord until that night when Shirley Hemming was preaching, okay, at Grapevine Chapel. And I know without a doubt, Stan, that something was different. There was something different about me that night when I went home. And I just praise him today for taking care of me all these years. He is worthy of our praise. He is worthy of our attention, people. And we need him.
Amen.
Anybody else? By the Spirit.
It doth not yet appear what we shall be when his voice we hear. There is one thing that I know for sure, when he appears, we'll be sinless and pure.
For we shall be like
when he appears. can say goodbye to pain. You can say goodbye to tears. Changed in a moment, we all shall be with Jesus to live through eternity.
Like up there.
Yeah.
I have no idea, but all I know is he says we'll be like him.
Amen.
starts overflowing, you can't keep it in. I've heard all my life, and I understand this as well as anybody, that music prepares the heart for the word.
Yeah.
And good music is going to prepare your heart for good preaching. And we've got a week of it coming up here shortly.
Yeah.
A solid week of a revival that's coming on. But I got news for you. I think revival started a couple of weeks ago here.
We need it. Amen.
I love music. I love songs. And I remember your daddy sitting back here looking at me and saying, "Bless you, Stan."
Yeah.
Well, I got to tell you this. Bless you, son, for what you're doing up here and how you're doing it. The activities that you're doing right now honors your dad, but more than that, it honors the Father above. And it's something that we feel in our heart. It's not something that's just lip service. We know it for what it is, and it's real. I love every one of you, honest. And I'm not going to stand up again. I want to tell you what, this is something good back here.
Amen.
That's a very special song, especially to me and Dolores, to Carol. Several years ago, I guess about 26, 27 years ago, we were in the church, and we always had a meeting on a New Year's Eve sunrise service, or New Year's Eve service at 15 or 12. I told the girls, I said, 15, 12, almost time to pray the New Year in. It was a wonderful thing to get on your knees and thank you for everything you've done for you for the year past. And praise him for what he was going to do for you in the year coming. We began to sing that song, and it was just like heaven just kind of rolled back. And I got blessed. Yours got blessed. We were all blessed. And so we sang the song. We prayed the new year in. And my heart was filled because God knew there was something getting ready to happen in my life, something that was going to be tough to go through. And we finished, and we always went to the activity building, and we had a few little snacks and stuff. And Trilla, Joe's, our Aaron's sister, came to me. She said, "Brenda, you got a phone call, something about your dad." And it was Barb. And she said, "At 15 minutes till 12, your dad had a heart attack. You need to go to the hospital." And we took off and went to the hospital. We was all praying, "God, what's your been keeping?" He suffered two more heart attacks at about 3 o'clock in the morning. God took. But God had prepared our hearts for that. He had prepared me because as it rolled back, it was like Jesus just standing here with his arms open wide saying, "I'm going to accept him in a little bit." My dad was saved. I knew where he was going. It's tough to lose a loved one because we hurt. That's the human side of us. But the rejoicing comes when you know where they are. And when God wraps his arms around that loved one that went in, oh, what a joy to know. What a joy to know where they are. But if you're lost, your family doesn't have that. Your family doesn't have the joy of saying, I miss them, but I know where they are. They're walking on streets as pure as gold, and their mansion is beautiful. You all pray for me that I've always praised my Lord as I should.
Bless you.
I think everybody's serving their purpose this morning. This is good. This is good. Let's all stand, turn to page 160. You don't have to stop. We're going to let the choir go down. We're going to sing some more songs up here. 160 as the choir goes down. 160.
Just a tiny little boy stood in tears on a busy street corner. What was he doing here? As he tried to explain, all he knew was his name. Now it was late and beginning to rain. So I asked him about the place where he lived. He remembered the old church where the big cross was lit. And as his eyes opened wide, and he said with a smile, "If you'll just get me to the cross, then I can find my way home.
Show me the cross, and I'll find my way home. Show me the cross, and I'll know where to go. When I'm there beneath the cross, I'm no longer lost. Show me the cross, and I'll find my way home.
A tiny old pathway I had trod. It was far from. I found myself lost, and I remembered the place where I first saw his face. I cried, "Lord, get me to the cross, then I can find my way home.
Show me the cross, and I'll find my way.
When life gets you down and you feel more broken than whole.
There's something wrong with this thing. It's a buzzing. Bobby said he wouldn't brag on Janet. I'll brag on Janet because she makes the best Bodine salad in Sissonville. You can tell. This is all muscle, though. It's good to be here. I'll testify while he's getting it ready to go. Pretty day, beautiful day yesterday. Friday, not so good. But anyway, that's what he sent us. That's what we took. So, but it is good to be here. Good to be with the brothers and sisters. And like to see someone saved this morning. Be a good day, good spirit here this morning. You all pray for me.
Thank you.
When life gets you down and you feel more broken than whole, when the wounds go deeper than words and you can't tell a soul, I may not know what you're going through and may not can take that high mountain view, but one thing I found that I really want you to know. If it matters to you, it matters to the Master. He wants to share the burdens you bear. Whisper peace when your world gets shattered. If it's your greatest joy, or your deepest pain, or you're really feeling an answer, if it matters to you, it matters to the Master. Friend, do you think the maker and giver of life is far too busy to care about your trouble and strife? And he sees a sparrow that falls to the ground, and he hears your tears that don't make a sound. If you only knew how precious you are in His sight. If it matters to you, it matters to the Master. He wants to share the burdens you bear. Whisper peace when your world gets shattered. If it's your greatest joy, or your deepest pain, or you're really needing an answer, if it matters to you, it matters to the Master. If it's your greatest joy, or your deepest pain, or you're really needing an answer, it doesn't only matter to you. If it matters to you, it matters to the Master.
Come to church Friday night at Tenebrae and you'll get to hear it again. And you'll get to see a video that goes along with it. It should be on the computer, I think. Walking on the road to Jerusalem, time had come to sacrifice again. My two small sons, they walk beside me on the road. The reason that they came was to watch the Lamb. Daddy, Daddy, what will we see there? There's so much
we don't understand. So I told them of Moses and Father Abraham. Then I said, dear children, watch the Lamb. For there will be so many in Jerusalem today. We must be sure the Lamb doesn't run away. So I told them of Moses and Father Abraham. Then I said, dear children, watch the Lamb. When we reached the city, I knew something must be wrong. There were no joyful worshipers, no joyful worship songs. I stood there with my children in the midst of angry men. Then I heard the crowd cry out, crucify him. We tried to leave the city, but we could not get away. Forced to play in this drama, a part I did not wish to play. Why upon this day were men condemned to die? Why were we standing here where soon they would pass by? I looked and said, even now they come. The first one cried for mercy, the people gave him none. The second one was violent, he was arrogant and loud. I still can hear his angry voice screaming at the crowd. Then someone said, there's Jesus, and I scarce to believe my eyes. A man so badly beaten, he barely looked alive. Blood poured from his body and from the thorns upon his brow, running down the cross and falling to the ground. I watched him as he struggled. I watched him as he fell. The cross came down upon his back. The crowd began to yell. In that moment, I felt such agony. In that moment, I felt such loss. Till a Roman soldier grabbed my arm and screamed, you carry his cross. At first, I tried to resist him. Then his hand reached for his sword. So I knelt and took the cross from the Lord, placed it on my shoulder, started down the street. Some blood that he'd been shedding was running down my cheek. They led us to Golgotha. They drove nails deep in his feet and hands. Yet upon the cross I heard him pray, Father, forgive them. Oh, never have I seen such love in any other eyes. Into thy hands I commit my spirit.
He prayed, then he died. I stood for what seemed like years. I lost all sense of time until I felt two tiny hands holding tight to mine. My children stood there weeping. I heard the oldest say, "Father, please forgive us, the lamb." He ran away. Daddy, Daddy, what have we seen here? There's so much we don't understand. So I took them in my arms, and we turned and faced the cross. Then I said, "Dear children, watch the Lamb." Exactly, exactly. Bless you, Sister Newhouse. Bless you.
She's my best friend that I ever had. She never let you down. I'm glad he picked you up when I was young, just about 14 years and 3 months old. I've been trying to live for him ever since. Sometimes I have to go back and take the devil to the place where he's.
Amen.
Bless you.
Sure, that's right.
And so, I've lived a long time. I went to the doctor and just the last week, the doctor said everything's all right. I thank the Lord for that. As old as I am, I'm still in pretty good shape to do my own work, get ready to go to church.
I do too.
I'm old fashioned. You just can't get it out of me. I like my brother. Sometimes I think they need to get back to the old fashioned.
Yes, yes. Yes.
They seem to be living pretty fast this day and time. It don't seem like it used to be very much. And there was nothing wrong with it back there either. We walked and went to Fun Hills, and I'm glad I did because I
can't. Amen. 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 I wouldn't want her any other way, would you? We had breakfast with Freeman, and him and Vicky will keep you in stitches.
But he said, Mom fell again, Al. Said, I'll tell you, she's tough. He said, she fell again, I think at the garden is what he said. But I'm glad that the Lord watches over you. I've got a confession I need to make to you. As you know, I'm finishing the call one before the revival. And I've been asking the Lord, I said, Lord, I want my burden to get heavier and heavier. Souls are dying, and I said, I need a heavier burden. And guess what? He gave it to me, and I don't like it. Yeah, I asked him for it, and he gave it to me, and I need that. He's been waking me up about 3 o'clock. And I thank him for that. But I'm confessing to you because I asked him and, you know, he heard. And then I start complaining. My, it's pretty heavy. But it's been good to be here. I'm going to ask you to make a vow in your own way. We're a week from revival, and seem like Syria and Russia are getting ready to invade or do something. And if I'm not mistaken, and Judy can correct me on Wednesday night, I don't know whether it was her or her sister said that they found a baby on the interstate. Think about that. Somebody had dropped off the baby on the interstate. And I guess they picked it up and took it to the authorities. I don't ever remember hearing of those things. We are living in critical times. And souls are dying. They're dying. I forget, I've looked at the statistics and how many people are dying a day, an hour, and seconds. I trust that you'll ask the Lord to give you a burden for someone in this revival. You remember when Terry, I think it was Terry, had a little box here where we put names in? Well, if you just tell the Lord who it is, you don't need to write it down. Yeah. He'll remind you. He'll remind you. It's been a good place, and I can't add a thing to it. I just felt that I needed to confess that to you, you see. Sometimes they look at us pastors and think, oh, they're infallible. No, we're not. We're full of faults and failures. But it had been for the grace of God. Had not been for the grace of God. So you ask the Lord before the revival starts. Straight and Narrow is going to start our revival on Monday night. Junior's going to come. Now, I'm sure he's going to please every one of you. Some when he came and some when he leaves. But he will please you. You stand with us, will you? And bow your head. It's been a good place to be. We need to be dismissed. Padre, te damos gracias por tu presencia, Señor, en tu casa esta mañana. Te damos gracias por el Espíritu Santo, Señor, que los visitó y los ama y los ayuda. Llévanos al país, Señor, y tráiganos en esta noche a tu casa. Te lo pedimos, Señor, en el nombre del Hijo, el Padre, el Espíritu Santo. Amen. 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 Thank you.